From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Chain and Clang in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The word forge was always hot, smelling of melted lead, charcoal, and the sharp tang of fresh ink. At the far end of the long oak bench, two friends worked with their sleeves rolled up. The table between them was a cluttered sea of metal type, scattered vowels, and heavy iron consonants. They had worked together for years, yet they could not have sounded more different if they tried. Chain spoke with a slow, rolling rhythm, like water sliding over smooth river stones in a creek. Every few words, they would catch a specific sound and hold on to it, linking the syllables together. The soft, silver sea, Chain murmured, sliding three heavy lead S-shapes across the scarred wood of the bench. See how they hold hands? S-s-s-s. That is my favorite trick. I take a sound and I chain it. Beside them, Clang did not murmur. Clang was a sudden burst of energy, always moving, always making the metal type rattle against the wood. Bang! Clang shouted, slamming a B and a G together so hard a tiny spark flew up. Hiss! Buzz! Drip! Each word Clang assembled did not just describe a noise, it became the actual sound itself. I do not chain anything, Clang said, grinning as they wiped a smudge of charcoal from their forehead. I just make a word that already knows exactly what it is supposed to sound like. Clang tapped a brass Z with a fingernail. Say buzz. Go on. Your mouth buzzes when you say it. You cannot help it. Chain laughed, a low, bubbling sound that rose from deep in their chest like a secret. We are nothing alike, you and me. I am smooth, you are loud. Clang nudged Chain with a sharp elbow, nearly knocking over a tray of copper commas. Nah, we are the same, secretly. We both make words you can actually hear.
Clang liked to tell the story of the dark days when they almost stopped making noise entirely. Chain always stopped working to listen because they knew how much those quiet years still hurt. When I was little, Clang said, their voice dropping to a rare, gravelly whisper, the grown-ups in the scriptorium were always telling me to settle down and be quiet. They remembered the stern scribes with their long quill pens and their constant, irritating shushing. They kept saying, use your indoor words, Clang. But my words always came out loud. Crash, thud, clatter. I really thought something was wrong with my brain. They turned a heavy letter over in their hands, staring at the dark metal. I tried so hard to be smooth like you, using whisper words that barely made a sound, Clang continued. They sighed, the memory still heavy, but the words came out flat and dead on the parchment. They had no life. A loud noise written quietly is not a loud noise at all. It is just a sad description. Chain nodded slowly, their fingers tracing the smooth, linked curves of their metal letters. Then one afternoon, Clang went on, their eyes lighting up with the old excitement, a visiting writer came in, desperate because a door in his story refused to slam properly. He had tried the door closed loudly, but it felt completely empty. So I forged the word, slam, and everyone in the room jumped like they had heard a gunshot. Clang looked up, a proud grin breaking across their ink-stained face. My loudness was not a mistake. It was the whole point of my existence. A word that sounds like its own meaning is a gift. You cannot do that by whispering. So you stopped trying to be quiet, Chain said. I stopped whispering, Clang agreed. And you never once told me to turn it down.
The next morning, a tired writer arrived at the forge with a very difficult problem. He had been working on a story about a massive summer storm for 3 whole days. I need a single sentence, the writer sighed, rubbing his bloodshot eyes with his sleeve. It has to make the reader feel the cold wind and the sudden shock of lightning. Watch us team up, Chain whispered to Klang, rubbing their hands together in excitement. This is the best part of the job. Chain went first, carefully selecting a run of letters that shared the exact same starting sound. They lined them up on the wooden galley. The warm wind whispered through the wheat. There were four W's in a row, soft and breathy against the dark wood of the bench. "Feel that?" Chain asked, blowing gently across the metal letters. "All those W's make your mouth blow air, just like a real breeze in the field. The sound does the heavy lifting. In the trade, we call this alliteration." "My turn," Klang said, and they did not hesitate for even a single second. With a swift, heavy strike of their mallet, they drove a new word into the sentence. Then crack, the thunder. The sharp word split the quiet sentence like a jagged bolt of real lightning. "That is onomatopoeia," Klang explained, pointing proudly at the jagged metal letters. "The word crack does not just tell you about a sound, it actually makes the sound." The writer leaned over the bench and read the completed line aloud to the quiet room. The warm wind whispered through the wheat, then crack, the thunder. He shivered suddenly, as if a cold draft had just blown through the heavy wooden door. "Smooth and sudden," the writer whispered, his eyes wide with genuine surprise. "The soft part at the beginning made the loud part at the end feel even louder." "That is how we work," Chain and Klang said, speaking in perfect, practiced harmony.
An apprentice who had been sweeping up metal shavings from the floor stopped to stare. He set his broom against the brick wall and frowned at the two friends. "But you two do completely opposite things," the boy said, shaking his head in confusion. "Chain repeats the same starting sounds over and over to make a gentle rhythm. Klang just invents loud noises out of nothing. How can you say you are the same?" Chain and Klang looked at each other, sharing a quiet, knowing smile. "Close your eyes for a second," Chain said gently, stepping toward the young apprentice. "Now do not think about what the words mean. Just listen to how they feel." Chain spoke softly. "The silver sea sighed." The sounds were soft, long, and slow, like waves sliding back down a sandy beach. "Now listen to me," Klang said, stepping up with a bright grin. "The pebbles went pop, pop, pop. The sounds were sharp, quick, and bright, like dry twigs snapping in a hot fire." The apprentice kept his eyes closed, his face tilted toward the ceiling as he listened. "I can actually hear them," the boy whispered, his voice full of sudden wonder. "I am not even thinking about the meaning. I just feel the sounds in my ears. One feels calm and endless. The other feels bouncy and alive." "There it is," Chain said, tapping the apprentice gently on his shoulder. "I use sounds that match each other to build a mood. Klang uses sounds that match the physical world to make a moment real," Klang added. "But we are both telling the writer the exact same secret. Words are not just black ink for your eyes to look at on a page. They are for your ears. The sound is always part of the meaning."
By evening, the forge had grown quiet, and the heavy tools were put away. The letters were swept back into their wooden bins, sorted by size and metal. The two friends sat together on the bench, listening to the furnace tick as it cooled. "Do you ever wish you were smooth like me?" Chain asked, looking at their hands, "instead of always being so loud and sudden?" Klang stared at the cooling embers of the forge for a long, thoughtful moment. "Not anymore," Klang said, shaking their head. "For a long time, I really did. I thought being loud meant I was doing something wrong in this quiet world." They watched a single spark drift up from the hearth and vanish into the shadows. "But you never once asked me to turn my volume down. You just made room beside your soft sounds for my loud ones. Together, we made something that neither of us could ever have built alone." Chain smiled, the warm orange light of the embers reflecting in their eyes. "The soft makes the loud louder," Chain murmured. "And the loud makes the soft softer," Klang whispered, leaning back against the brick wall. A deep, easy gladness spread through Klang's chest as they sat in the quiet forge. They finally believed that the way they sounded was never too much. It was exactly wonderfully enough.
especially with a friend who built songs around them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chain and Clang. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.